Professor?
Yes, Mr. President.
I don't want to go in detail, don't want you to repeat this, but I don't want to hurt anybody's pride.
I don't know.
But I had the Secretary of State and the head of the National Defense Council for me, Mack Bundy, and the Undersecretary of State and Secretary of Labor, and they had a meeting, and they believe that fair effort's been made to find workers for the Florida sugar growers.
That what?
That a fair effort has been made,
uh-huh,
in an attempt to find U.S. workers for the Florida sugar growers.
Yes.
And that this effort has not been a successful one.
The
Secretary, therefore, will be ready to give relief to growers' requests for foreign labor.
Good.
He will say this if I approve to representatives of growers tomorrow morning.
That's fine.
His current belief is that he should authorize 300 immediately, another 300 September the 1st, and to offer further relief on a responsible showing of need. So far, he's received only one substantial proposal from the Florida sugar producers who have applied for supplemental foreign laborers. The growers who are members of Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association have not as yet applied.
They'll be here tomorrow.
He believes there will be a need. There will also need to be a substantial use of foreign labor for the cane harvest in the fall.
Yes.
He believes that in fact what will end this problem is cane harvesting machinery, not U.S. labor. On citrus, the Secretary considers the case is not at all proven. He feels there are real difficulties. He asserts emphatically that he's prepared to honor requests for foreign labor after fair efforts have been made to get U.S. labor. And he cites an example that he makes no trouble for the Maine potato growers who use Canadian workers in Aroostook County. Bill Merck Wirtz makes good decisions, although he does not make them tactfully, but men who make good decisions are more rare than men with tact. But anyway, he's making the decision you ask him to make tomorrow. So we'll have to face up to the other one a little bit later.
Well, I thank you very much for calling me, and I hope that when he talks to them tomorrow, he'll certainly make it clear to them that they will have foreign labor for their harvesting, because without it, they're just sunk. They just can't get the Americans to do it.
Well, I think you just have to make showing what they got to have, and maybe we'll have to go through it again. But let me take one of them at a time, and I got this one now, and I told him we were late, and we had to do it, and I don't want to... I had this overnight, you remember this nighttime when he...
I remember.
And it was real rough, and I had to get the Attorney General to do it then. And I've got him in the middle of a maritime strike, and I've got him in the middle of a steel strike on August the 27th. So I had the Secretary of State and the Undersecretary work on him today, and that's the answer, though, at the moment, and I thought you'd want to get it. Now, you tell George Smathers and Paul Rogers, who gives me hell all the time, and that we've got it straightened out.
George is in Los Angeles today.
Yeah, that's right. All right, that's right.
I'll see the Pope and
you tell him I'm glad Florida's got one senator on the job.
Well, I won't tell him that, Mr. President, but I'm glad that you have been sympathetic to our situation. You saw Mr. Meany's letter, didn't you?
No, but they told me it's here, and I referred it down to them. I may have it here in front of me. Let me see.
Well, I sent it to you by special messenger this morning.
Yeah, I told him to get it, though, and get it at that 5 o'clock meeting. Because I was making them make the decisions. I didn't want to get in another fight if I could avoid it.
I made one mistake in talking to you yesterday. That letter was to the Secretary of Labor of our country. And though I got it from the Secretary of Labor or his counterpart in either Jamaica or the Bahamas, I've forgotten which.
Now, what did he say? What was the net of it? I haven't read it.
He went all out in support of the BWI program, and particularly the Jamaican one. And he couldn't have been more...
You come in here and get the request when the harvesting comes along for the Jamaican ones, and let's get at it ample time, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. I thank you very much, Mr. President. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Spencer.
And now, listen.
No.
You don't want me to say anything to all about this?
No, I wouldn't. I'd just let them... I'd tell the boys. I'd call them, tell them confidentially that he's going to tell them tomorrow. But I'd tell one or two that are your best friends that this is going to be done, and you don't have the exact details, but you came down here yesterday and you talked to him and let him know what you've done. Tell him to stay out of the papers and not embarrass him, and let him be making the decisions, because you may have to come back again sometime, and you just don't want to use any deposits you got in the bank unless you have to, but you're prepared to do it if you have to.
Well, that's good sense and good politics.
Just go on and tell them that you, what you've done, and tell them in confidence, and let them look up and thank him very much for his fairness, and so on and so forth.
I'll see that he's thanked very generously.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
Waiting.